UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Sunday breakfast.
I don't know what goes on in your house on a Sunday, but there's this certain air of preparation for the week ahead in ours, which generally involves a bit of tidying up, or if you've got small children, probably a lot of tidying up. And if you do tidy, does it stress you out? Or actually, do you really enjoy the process? Now, you might admit there's always a bit of clutter in your life, but you may have read the international bestseller by Japanese cleaning guru Marie Kondo. Now, she's got a manual called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And it's inspired about 5 million people to throw away belongings that don't bring them joy. That is the absolute premise of what she's into. So you pick something up in your house, you hold it, and you think, does this bring me joy? Does it make me feel good about myself and about my life? If it doesn't, you throw it away. I don't know what you set to do with your cat litter tray as yet. I haven't quite got to that. But I met Ruth Jenkins, who's a mum and a blogger who's decluttered her whole house using this method. So she took on the brave challenge of starting off with my wardrobe. So here we are. We've only just met, Ruthie, and here you are in my bedroom on a Saturday morning. Before I open the fitted wardrobes of doom, I'm quite afraid at what you're going to see. Is there anything I need to think about?
It's worth thinking about what you're trying to achieve by sorting your stuff out. For example, in my case, I just wanted to be able to find the stuff that I loved and not have to fight through lots of stuff that I wasn't that bothered about.
Shall we dare open the door?
Go on then.
Okay, we're going towards one of the wardrobe doors. Quite packed, as you see, with lots of different clothes. There's a skirt there, there's a leather jacket there, there's a blouse there, a random coat there. It's a bit higgledy-piggledy. What's your initial impression?
I can't tell from this whether these are all things that you wear or not. It looks like there's a right old mixture here. And what Marie Kondo recommends in her book is that you just take the lot out and you just put it on the bed or on the floor, and then you can start to see what you've got.
OK, come on, let's do it. Let's do it together. Shove it all on the bed. Ooh. So there is clothes on the bed. Right, how on earth do I begin?
You simply just take each item one at a time and you handle it and you just go by your gut feel. Does this item bring you joy or not? If it brings you joy, keep it, put it back in the wardrobe. If it doesn't, then that's your clue that you should be getting rid of it.
So it's that visceral a feeling. You Yes. feel it in your very bones.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm starting.
Oh, and now I can see on your face that you're not so convinced by this one.
Do you know what it is? Okay, this is a beige shirt with a glittery sequin collar, which in theory, Ruthie, I love. In theory, I love it. When I put it on, I always think it's just a bit too tight.
Right. Well, it sounds to me like that should go in the chuck pile.
So, yes, absolutely. Little jacket, love that. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. No, it's amazing how quick this is. Just suddenly you get it and you go, obviously.
Yes, that's the thing. That's why I'm such a fan of it.
Now, those trainers down there, they don't bring me joy, but I kind of need them to cycle to work.
If you really need them and you use them and you get a lot of wear out of them, then by all means keep them. I've got some things like that as well.
So, Ruthie, that didn't take very long, and look at the difference.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? And the difference on your face when you look at something that you love compared with something that you just sort of, I'm not quite sure why I bought that. It's just really noticeable.
Marie Kondo, how has her book, Her Way of Tidying, changed your life, Ruthie?
Well, it's made our house much nicer to live in. We moved to a much smaller house and we have a lot less storage space than we had in our old house. So it's meant that we have as much space as possible to live in, to play in, to relax in. It's reminded me of the things that do bring me joy, and it's much easier to find and use those things when they're not buried under other stuff, which is a lot less exciting and a lot less well used.
My local charity shop packed. Packed now. The items you don't use but you keep, the survivors, the things that just won't go away, what are they in your house? What can't you get rid of? And have you learned about this? Has throwing stuff away changed your life? Do you feel better about life? 5 million people say yes. I do get in touch. 85058, please.